Last week we spoke on extending mercy to others, And we need to remember this, friends, that God has extended His mercy toward us. You know, we have sinned before an almighty God, and mercy is not getting the punishment that we deserve. And God has extended His mercy to us. God has not quit on us. God has forgiven us for our sins. You know, when you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, all of the sins you committed up until that point were forgiven by God. And occasionally you may slip into a weakness or a sin. And when you do, and you get weak and you slip into a sin, just confess it to God. He is faithful and just and will forgive you. So we all agree that God has forgiven us of our sins, right? When we slip, when we get weak, we confess those sins to Him and He forgives us, right? And so the same mercy that God has extended to us, we are to extend to other human beings. As you go about in daily life, we talked about this, people are going to do and say things that don't quite sit right with you. You know, they may joke about your weight, and they may have joked about your mom. You know, they may lie about you. They may try to tarnish your reputation. Whatever it might be, people are going to do and say things that do not sit right with you. They will offend you. They will insult you. They will hurt you. But remember this. When they insult you and when they offend you, don't allow a seed of offense to be planted in the soil of your heart. Uproot that seed of offense. Uproot any root of bitterness with a tool called forgiveness. Forgiveness is releasing your offender for a debt that you feel that they owe you. Remember this. Every time somebody offends you and it's hard to forgive them, it's hard to extend mercy to them, remember the mercy that God has extended toward us through Christ Jesus. Is that making sense? Amen. All right. Today I want to talk about a subject on similar lines called extending mercy to yourself. Extending mercy to yourself. You know, friend, we talked last week about other people offending us and things that they do and say. But you know what? As we go about in life, we are going to do things that offend, hurt, and insult other people. Remember that. As we go about our daily lives, we will do things, we will say things at times that will insult, offend, or hurt other people. Maybe it concerns a past offense you committed against someone else. I don't know, maybe you abused a woman verbally, sexually. Perhaps you abused a child in the past. Maybe you stole from someone. Maybe you lied about a coworker. Maybe you murdered somebody. Maybe you influenced someone to abort a child. And so today you live with these offenses, these sins that you've committed against somebody else. And so it comes down to this. It comes down to forgiving yourself. If you don't forgive yourself, remember this. If you don't forgive yourself of the offenses you have committed against others, you'll find yourself in a prison of the past. In a prison of regret. I would have, I could have, I should have. And if you don't forgive yourself of things you've done wrong towards others in the past, guess what? You won't be able to go forward in life. And God has got something great for you in life, friend. He's got an educational path. Maybe He's got for you to be in some type of ministry. Maybe it's, I don't know, to start some type of business or company. Whatever it might be, God has got something wonderful that only you can fulfill on this earth. There's a fit that only you can fulfill here in downtown Tulsa, at the mission, in life. And God wants you to go forward with your life. He wants you to fulfill the very thing He placed you on this earth to fulfill. He wants you to go forward. But if you keep looking backward at your past offenses and sins against others, you'll never be able to go forward successfully, right? It's like driving a car. How many here have driven a car or drive? All right, well, if you're trying to drive forward successfully, but you keep looking backwards, you're not going to be successful, right? You might hit something, you might hit someone, you're just not going to be able to drive forward. So the issue is today forgiving yourself, extending mercy to your own self. And maybe you've never heard a message like this before, but there is a scripture in the Bible that supports forgiving yourself. Releasing yourself from the prison called the past. Releasing yourself from a prison called regret. And it's in Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. If you got a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll read it to you. Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. Verse 35, one of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." That's the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it, verse 39, "Love your neighbor as yourself." All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. In other words, the entire Old Testament is fulfilled in the law of love, loving God and loving others. But for today's purposes, the key verse is verse 39 of Matthew 22. Second is like it, love your neighbor as you watch yourself. As you love yourself. What's a major element of love? Loving neighbor, loving others. What is a beautiful element of love, of God's love? Forgiveness. So we could read the scripture like this. Love your neighbor as yourself. Or we could say, forgive your neighbor as yourself. Forgive your neighbor as you forgive yourself. We've got to forgive ourselves, friends. And ran across a little thing today that I thought was real interesting. And it says this. It's called Decide to Forgive. Decide to Forgive. And decide to forgive, for resentment is negative. Resentment is poisonous. Resentment diminishes and devours the self. Be the first to forgive, to smile, and take the first step. And you will see happiness bloom on the face of your human brother or sister. Be always the first. Do not wait for others to forgive. For by forgiving, you become the master of fate, the fashioner of life, the doer of miracles. To forgive is the highest, most beautiful form of love. In return, you will receive untold peace and happiness. Think about that. To forgive is the highest and most beautiful form of love. And Jesus says it. He says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if forgiveness is a beautiful element of love, we could read it as, forgive your neighbor as you forgive yourself. We are to forgive ourselves for the offenses that we have committed against other human beings. Otherwise, you'll be stuck in a prison of the past. You'll never be able to go forward with the greater thing that God has for your life, because you're always looking backwards. And that's one of the tricks of the devil to keep you in the past, is to keep bringing up your past offenses against others, the sins you committed against others. The enemy, the devil, would want to speak and whisper into your spiritual ear, remember what you did to that person. Remember what you did to her, to him, how you lied about him, how you lied about your employer, how you tarnished that person's reputation, how you abused that person. That's the enemy speaking those thoughts into your mind, because when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, all of those offenses and sins were cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Is that making sense today? So for the next few minutes, we're going to talk about some of the ways to forgive yourself for the offenses that you've committed against others. How to forgive yourself of the offenses and sins you've committed against other people. First of all, we got to realize that forgiveness involves what? It involves what? Forgiveness involves releasing your offender of the debt that you feel that they owe you, right? Somebody borrowed money from you and they said they were going to pay you back in a week or 2 weeks or in a month, and they never pay you back. Forgiveness says just let it go. Release that person of the debt that they owe you. So, in talking about forgiving yourself of offenses that you committed against others, you have got to release yourself of regrets from the past. The I would haves, I should haves, I could haves. Release yourself from regrets. And, you know, it's hard a lot of times to release yourself from past regrets. But you know what? There's someone who can help you. And that person is God. When you're weak in yourself, cry out to God and say, God, I'm trying to forgive myself. God, I'm trying to release myself of regrets of the sins I've committed toward others in the past. God, give me your strength. And I guarantee you, if that you cry out to God and you pray to God, God will respond. He will give you His grace, His empowerment, His strength to forgive yourself. Now, one of the ways to release yourself from regrets is this, is that you need to occupy your mind. An idle mind, we've heard this said, an idle mind, a mind that does nothing, it is not occupied, is the devil's workshop. How many agree with that? That an idle mind is the devil's workshop. If you've got a lot of time on your hands to just sit around and think, guess what? You're going to start condemning yourself. So I encourage you here today, start occupying your mind with things that are productive, with work. If you're sitting around all day, not doing anything, just hoping for a miracle to drop into your lap financially, it's not going to happen. It's good to have faith in God that God can provide for you financially, but if you just sit all day twiddling your thumbs, you may never receive those finances. Occupy your time and your mind with productive work. Occupy yourself with maybe educating yourself toward a career. You know, God has given you this precious gift called time. If you use it idly and you do nothing with it, you're going to start condemning yourself. You're going to start putting a guilt trip on yourself concerning some of the things you've done in the past. Okay, so occupy your time with educating yourself toward a career, a job. Maybe occupy your time, if you've got a lot of time on your hands, with studying the Word of God, the Bible, so that you feed yourself spiritually and so that you can feed others as well. Is that making sense? So release yourself from regrets. And, you know, an idle mind, a mind that has too much time on its hands, does crazy things. You know what I'm saying? Anybody ever been there? If you got too much time in your hand and you're just sitting around all day thinking, you start thinking about the past. So start using your time productively. So you shift your focus from the bad things you did in the past toward others, toward the better thing that God has in store for your life. Amen? Another way to forgive yourself of past offenses toward others. You got to release yourself. Remember, forgiveness involves release. You've got to release yourself from punishing yourself. Now, there's a lot of people out there that self-punish themselves for the offenses they've committed against others. It's called self-punishment. And, you know, for instance, if you stole from an employer, you might think, man, I'll never deserve a job like this again. I'll never be able to get this type of job again. That's self-punishment. So you remain stuck, never able to go forward in your job life. Okay? Another instance, if you influence somebody to abort, you might think, I never deserve to have my own child. And you stay stuck. God is wanting to bless you with a child, you and your spouse. And if you've influenced somebody to abort in the past, and you're trying to, you start punishing yourself. It's called self-punishment. You know, if you abuse somebody in the past, a lady in the past, you might think, you know what? I'll never have a spouse because I abused that woman, that lady, so badly in the past. I'll never be married. I'll never have a lady friend. Friends, that's called self-punishment. You start influencing yourself to punish yourself and to stay stuck right where you're at. Is that making sense today? So you've got to release yourself of self-punishment. And I think the best way to release yourself of punishing yourself is that you've got to start seeing yourself as whom sees you. You've got to start seeing yourself as God sees you. Say it with me today. I have got to start seeing myself as God sees me. All right. Now, this is the way God sees us. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, here's the key word. Since we have been justified, that's the key word, justified through faith in Christ. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, you were justified in the sight of God, in the mind of God. When you think of the word justified, think of this, just as if I had never sinned.
You were made righteous. The righteousness of Christ, when you accepted Jesus as Savior, the righteousness of Christ became your righteousness. You were clothed, you were robed with the righteousness of Christ. So when you said, at that point in your life, whether it be a week ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, when you said, Jesus, be my Savior and my Lord, at that point, God forgot your entire negative past. At that point, God forgave all the mess-ups of your past toward other people. Is that making sense? And so when God looked at you, He saw Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. Making sense to your spiritual minds today? So God sees you that way. God saw you that way. That's the way you've got to start seeing yourself. And it's the devil who would bring up your past to you over and over and over again. Remember when you abused that person. Remember when you lied about that person. Remember when you stole from that corporation or from that store. Remember this, that, and the other thing. That's the devil. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He would want to destroy you of your future. You know, the devil knows that when you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, that God forgave your entire negative past. He knows that. But he would want to try to trick you into thinking, deceive you into thinking that you have not been forgiven. And so when he tries to do that, when he tries to condemn you, what do you do towards him? When he speaks words of condemnation into your ears, you speak the word of God right back to him. You tell him, old devil, the word of God says there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You old devil, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord, I was justified, just as if I had never lied, just as if I had never stolen, just as if I had never abused that person, just as if I had never influenced that person to commit an abortion. I was justified. So in the name of Jesus, you flee. And I tell you, when you quote the Word of God, the devil will flee from you. Because if there's anything that the devil hates more than anything else, what is it? The Word of God. And the Word of God will do you no good sitting up on a shelf, sitting in your bag, on your mat. It'll do you no good collecting dust. The Word of God, the living Word of God, has got to be on the inside of you, in your spirit, in your heart. How do you get it on the inside of you? How do you get the Word of God on the inside of you? Not by just looking at it and touching it and holding it, by doing what? Doing the hard work of reading it and meditating on it, thinking about what you read, taking notes on what you read. And as the Word of God becomes part of your spirit, man, when you need it to speak it against the devil, guess what? It'll just come up out of you from the inside. You'll speak it out and the devil will flee from you. The way you start seeing yourself as God sees you is by getting the Word of God on the inside of you. Is that making sense today? Word of God says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks within himself, so is he. Same for a woman. As a woman thinks within herself, so is she. If you think of yourself according to your past and your negative past and the regrets and the mess ups against others, guess what? You'll feel so low that you can do a push-up under a penny. Anybody ever been there? As a man thinks within himself, so is he. If you can't forgive yourself, friend, guess what? You're going to end up punishing yourself over and over and over. You'll stay stuck right where you're at. But God is wanting you to go forward. God is saying today to you, my son, my daughter, I want you to see yourself as I see you. Forgiven. So just as I have forgiven you, start forgiving yourself. And it gets hard. It's hard to forgive. Would you agree? We talked about this last week. It's really tough to forgive sometimes other people. And it's really tough a lot of times to forgive ourselves. But in our weaknesses, God's strength is made evident. Is that making sense? God is wanting you to go forward. Let me read one last scripture here. It's a word of encouragement. Jeremiah 29:11. How many like Jeremiah 29:11? It applies to us. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. God's got plans for you. He's got plans for you. He's got plans for you. He's got plans for every person sitting here today. He's got a plan for every person listening to this today. You're not on this earth by accident. You're not a spare tire. You're on this earth with a God-given divine destiny and purpose. God has got great things for you to accomplish. But if you can't forgive yourself and you beat yourself up and you punish yourself and you're full of regrets and stay stuck in a prison of the past, you'll never go anywhere. You'll never fulfill that hope, that future, that end, that destiny that God has for you. And some of you have heard this before, so if you know it, don't answer. Where is the wealthiest place in this world? Where is the wealthiest place in this world? Anybody have any ideas of where the wealthiest place in this world is? What is it? No, not if you know it. You know it. If you've never heard this before, try to guess. Where is the wealthiest place in this world?
Your heart.
All right, anybody else?
Church.
Okay, anybody else? The wealthiest place in the world. What's that?
The wealthiest place on earth.
Yes. Anybody else? He says Israel. Anybody else? The wealthiest place in this world is the graveyard. You might be thinking, what? The graveyard? The graveyard, yeah. Because in the graveyard, there is a wealth of untapped potential. People that should have written books for the kingdom of God. People that should have started businesses to finance the kingdom of God. People that should have been doctors, missionary doctors overseas that never became missionary doctors overseas for the kingdom of God. People that should have been nurses. People that should have, you know, taken certain educational paths to do great things for God that never did. There's a wealth of untapped potential in the graveyard. And could it be that some of the people that never tapped their potential, that died without tapping their potential, could it be they never tapped their potential because they never forgave themselves? They were stuck in the past, stuck in a prison of regret, punishing themselves for things they did, negative things they did against others.
What if we're not punishing ourselves and we have forgiven ourselves and we have forgiven people in our past that have done wrong to us, but we're still in this messed up situation?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, and I'll get to that in a moment here. We'll talk about it. But I don't want to be another graveyard statistic. How about yourself? Not fulfilling what God called me to fulfill. Because we're all going to stand before God one day. And He's going to say, did you do what I called you to do? I had something for you to do. Did you ever tap the potential, the wealth of potential I put on the inside of you? When I meet God face to face one day, I want Him to say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. How about you?
Amen.
We've got to tap that potential. Every single one of you sitting here today has got a wealth of potential on the inside. Start tapping it. Start occupying your time productively. Don't become just another graveyard statistic because you could not forgive yourself concerning certain things you did in the past. Amen.